The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Torreway, Northwest London. Where's the date? Wednesday. Well, 2nd of September, Hebrew date. Yud Gimel Elul, Harav Ben Yomi Marks, Chosh Mishpot, Assumed Conditions of Sale.
Morning. Sorry, introduction. My introduction just say that I'm suffering some pain in my neck, because I hope that won't affect my ability to speak. But one thing it has definitely given me is an appreciation of two brachas in the morning. Two brachas we make in the morning, brachas and shachar, we make a bracha and matir, a siri, mezokei, kufufim. So I didn't really, till now, appreciate actually how many vertebrae we have in the neck and how much we rely on just the simple, just to get out of bed. We rely on nisim and nifloyd. Anyway, so right now, I hope the shachar d'shmaya won't affect my ability to give mashir this morning. So the title that was given was Assumed Conditions of Sale, the Chosh Mishpat, and hopefully as I speak it will become apparent what that title means. And I'm going to start with a tshuva from one of the Rishonim, from the Rashbash, Reinu Shimon ben Shloime, sorry, Reinu Shloime ben Shimon, Doron, who was the son of the Tashbat. One of the Rishonim, and the Maitre Shehaya Kachayo, that's there was a port, a busy merchant port, and a ship came and docked at the port. And the destination, the return destination of this ship was Mallorca. I'm sure some of you are familiar. EasyJet go there, or they used to anyway. And the way to make money was you bought fishdon in that particular place where this port was. It was cheap, pishdon was cheap, and then this ship would go back to Mallorca, and you could sell your pishdon, the linen, at a good price. So it was a very easy, very nice way, lucrative business. Yiddish business. Anyway, so what happened? People would buy, the seichim would come, and they'd buy pishdon from the people who sold pishdon in this and at this port, and then they would go on the ship, and they'd take it, and they'd go back. So Maita Shahaya was that you had Soichrim and they came and they bought an amount of fishdom and they paid the money, they did some kind of kinyan, and the fishdom remains with the seller, with the farmer, whoever who would manufacture this fishdom, and then they were due to take it onto the ship. Now, the problem was that this in this particular occasion, that the ship sank while it was in the harbor. There was some kind of storm, and the ship sank and went down to the bottom of the ocean. There was no way to get the fish done anymore to Mallorca. So the problem is now, we had Soichrim, they bought fish done. It got nothing to do with the fish done, because fish done went in the place where they bought it, and there's absolutely no use for it. The whole reason why they wanted to buy it was in order to be able to ship it to Mallorca. This is no longer possible. The ship has sunk. So that was the Maisa. So the father of the Rashbash, so he paskins that the Soichrim, the koinim, those who bought the pishdon, they're able to be choizer. They can return, they can be choizer, they can retract from the sale. That's the story. The question is why. So we're going to explore a little bit, a sugi or two in Shas, and a season Shulchan Aruch or two, and we'll see a concept which is assumed conditions of sale. So we'll start with the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Tes, and the Gemara here, famous sugi, Sugya of Zvon Shevelevin and Dvorim. And the Sugya talks about somebody who had a house, and he decided he wanted to go live in Eretz Yisrael, and he sold his house, and he sold his house, Adas, the Mesa Gretzel, he wanted to go off to Eretz Yisrael and to live there. So the Gemara discusses the problem. The Gemara says, I'll read the Lashon. The Gemara says, Hugaber the Zabin, the next day, died to the Mesa Gretzel Yisrael. There's a man, he sold his Nechosim, he wanted to go off to Eretz Yisrael. But at the time when he made the sale, made the contract, made the kinyonim with the lekeach, he didn't say anything. He didn't say, I'm only doing this because of I've got plans to go somewhere. He didn't say anything. He sold his nechosim. So Amar Rava, the famous Gemara, have a dvorim shebelei, the dvorim shebelei ben dvorim. He didn't say anything. What do you expect? You can't just come along and say, you know, I was thinking, I only sold it with such and such a condition. He can't say anything. So Tosus, he has a question. Tosus says that we see from the Gemara that the only reason why he can't start kicking up a fuss and saying, it didn't work out for me, please, I want to be choiz, I need my house back, is because of Dvam Shabalev. He didn't say anything. So ask Tosus, what's going on over here? We know there's another Gemara later on in Kiddushin. We learn from Negaz Bnei Ruvain that when they wanted to settle in the land of Eved HaYarden. So we came to an agreement with Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, we're going to send the troops and we're going to go ahead and we're going to conquer, help everybody to conquer everything. So, and then we're going to come back and we're going to settle here, Eved HaYarden. So, okay, so Machloek is Tanoim, but according to Meir, we learn many of the Dine Tanai conditions, stipulations that you make in the contract, we learn from that parasha over there. And one of the things we learn, ask Stosis, one of the things we learn is we have to have Tanai Kofer. That means you have to be very specific. You have to make it absolutely clear that I'm making the sale, if we go with our example, look over here. I'm making the sale, I'm selling my house here because I have intention to go and live in Eretz Yisrael. And if I can't go in Eretz Yisrael, then I'm not selling my house. Okay, there's other conditions as well. Well, at least that's the one we're gonna. There's other halachas about how you're supposed to set out the condition. Oh, but the one we're busy with here is Tanai Kofel. The effect of Isis, what's going on over here? It's clear from the Gemara that the only problem is that he didn't say, you know what, you just should know, by the way, I'm selling the house because I've got tickets booked to go next week to move to Eretz Yisrael. Even if you would have said something, you have to have to make awful. You can't just say, I'm planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. So, one halacha in Tosus says, the halacha is not like that. The halacha lemaisa is we don't need to make awful. Okay, that's how the Rashbam learned. The other Rishonim alone like this, they use this Gemara as a right. I mean, that's not the halacha. We talk even though they discussed at length in the Gemara later. But the halacha is you don't need to make awful. But the Mahalach, which we, Shulchan Aruch goes with, we do need Tanai Kofel. Tosus lays down some very yesoidistic principles. Tosus says like this, and I'll read the Lashon of Tosus. The Oimari, the Tzarech Lechalek, the Loima. The Yesh Tvorim She'en and Tzrich in Tanai Kofel. There are certain types of sale or purchase. She'en and Tzrich in Tanai Kofel. Ele Gilimilse. The Anan Tzadi, the Dadi Hochi of it. It's enough to express yourself why you're doing something, and that will create, as Tosus calls it, an Anan Tzadi, an absolute certainty that you're only doing the sale or the purchase, potentially, with that understanding that that's going to be the case. Now, I want to make it clear that we're not talking about Mekach Tosus over here. Mekach Tosus is a whole different sugya. Mekach Tosus is when I made a mistake at the time of the sale. We're not talking about mistake where I had misinformation. I thought something was X and it was really Y. So I'm over here where I did something and circumstances changed. When I sold my house, I expected to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Unforeseen circumstances made a change and it caused that I wasn't able to go. So since Tosus, and this is one of these examples, that certain deals that a person will make, you don't need to have Tanai Kofel. Because it's absolutely 100% clear to both the seller and the buyer that if you said that, if those are the circumstances, then you're only doing it for that reason. And let me lay it out a little bit clearer. The Gemara understands, the way Tosafot understands the Gemara, a person would never sell his house unless he has plans to change location, to move to a different country. The person says, you know what, uncle, I'm selling my house because I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? So does a person mean to say, you know, even if I don't go and I really want to sell, I want to sell anyway. You don't sell your house, you don't sell karka, right? Karka, best in property, land is the place to invest. You don't sell your house unless you really mean to move. So there's, and it says this will be one of the examples, and this is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, brought down in Siman Reish Zayin, Siv Gimel, that a person sells karka. If I have karka and I have to sell that karka, and I have to express that I'm doing it because my circumstances are this. If I don't say anything at all, then it's Domeshev Levin and Goyim. How's the purchaser supposed to know that the reason why I'm selling, the circumstances of me selling are that? But if I say, and that's as clear in the Loshon of the Gemara, it's Maduik, the Amav Lomidi, and there's a Gemara here, in that Sugi and Kedushin, Daf Nun, the Gemara has cases clearly where you can retract. So the Shoinim says, oh, you can retract. You see that it does say, if you speak out even without delay, you can retract. If you spoke, B'shas Ma'is Amecha, even if you talk about last week, you said, you know, let's talk about it next week. Talk about it. Fine. Come to Shas Amecha, you didn't say anything. It's still going to show late. But no, Shas Amecha, I'm selling my house. Why? Because next week I'm planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. Even though you didn't say expressly, I'm only selling because I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And if it doesn't work out, then I want to have my house back. I thought P.K.N. according to Tosfos, other Rishonim, and the Rishonim and the Rishonim and the Rishonim, you can retract from that.
So he has said that the reason why he is selling.
At the time of the Mecha, yes.
He said that yeah. Because I'm going to Eretz
Yisrael. Yes. But
he just didn't say the reverse.
Oh, exactly. He didn't. So he didn't deny a couple. Normally, if we'll see again. Normally speaking, Tosfos is of the opinion that you do need to make offer. There are certain scenarios where it's so clear that the only reason why you're selling is because of that thing, and there's no way you would undertake such a transaction if not for that. That's when you could be chayter. So let's discuss now. So the Rishonim say clearly that this doesn't apply to metaltelim, right? If you sell your couch or your watch, right? I'm selling my couch because I'm planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm planning on moving back to London or whatever it might be. This does not apply. The metaltelim, this does not apply. Why? Because a person might want to sell metaltelim anyway. Metaltelim, you buy, you sell, you can easily buy others. Right? It's not a big deal. Metaltelim is noting, even if you said, I'm selling you my couch because I'm planning on moving country tomorrow. It doesn't help. You have to say, if I worked out and I managed to get on, and I get through and I've got the right mask, and I get through all the different visa requirements, then I'm moving. And if not, then I want my money. Then I want to retract on the sale. So then fine. But if you didn't do that, if you didn't make it tonight, Kofel, in metaltelin, you cannot be choyver. It's unique by karka. We're going to see that through the question. Is it unique by at least from the Gemara, Tosfos and the Shoinim say that uniquely by karka you have this Anan Sadi, this Gilu Mil.
Call Halashon.
So Gilu Mil is enough. Just to be Megale Das, but the reason why you're doing it is for this reason, creates this absolute certainty, halachic certainty that it's known and we can say in both a purchase of you that this was understood, that this was the case, that the only reason why you're doing it is because of that understanding, and therefore, if it doesn't work out, you can retract. You didn't stipulate it clearly. All you did was say, I'm doing it because I'm planning on doing this, but there's no normal contractual halacha was not kept to. It's sufficient, it could be chayt.
Well, can you clarify?
The
metaltelin, you say it doesn't work at all?
The when you sell the metaltelin, it doesn't work. You cannot...
I would not sell my washing machine or my car unless I was integrated. That's why I'm selling my washing machine, I'm selling my car.
Because of money, you cannot retract. Because it could be you're happy to sell your washing machine and buy a new one anyway. Now, okay, I don't know if you sell all your matzah. I was discussing in the Chabura. What happens if you sell all your matzah to it? If you sell everything and have a moving sale, I'm selling absolutely everything. Okay, I don't know, but at least the field that we're showing him, I'm not sure whether or not we're allowed to be mechadish new thing based on different circumstances. But the person, what we see in the Mishoinim is that it's acceptable to retract in karka and kakois. You can be in retract when you're selling karka. If the seller has a reason, he says, "I only sold for this reason." But you're selling metalton, you can't. No. Don't have to give a reason. No. Don't have to give a reason. But if you did give a reason, the question is, can you say, well, I only sold for that reason. It didn't work out. I want to retract. So by karaka, you can. Karaka is enough, because by karaka is enough for a person to say, I only sold. Now, I was thinking, what happens if a person's in, not selling his house, not selling his personal property? Say, he's got investments in a certain place. It doesn't really matter, as far as investments are concerned, where you're living. So again, also, I'm not sure that there would be such an amazadi in such a case. It wouldn't be. What difference does it make? You can manage your properties in one country and another country. Anyway, by terms of a person selling his house at the properties where he is and where he's living, and definitely in those days where a person was, that's where you had your property, you didn't property in far places unless you wanted to lose lots of money. Now, so the question is, and let's take it a step further now. Question is, can we now apply this to the purchase of metaltalin? The purchase of metaltalin. Now, in Tul Choshe Mishpoch, Achim and Reish Lamed, the Tul brings down a machlokes between Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Yonah. And they talk about a case, the first, very similar case, the person who bought yayin, bought wine. And it's an interesting case. He bought yayin because he had intention to sell yayin in a certain place. And either he wasn't able to get to that place, or, actually, no, that's not the case, sorry. He wanted to sell yayin in a certain place, and the price actually went up in that place, in the other place he was selling the wine, to the extent that it made it that it was no longer profitable to take that yayin there in order to sell it. Can he be chayder? Sounds like a remarkable thing. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, yes, you could be chayder. As long as you mentioned, as long as you spoke out at the time, you know what, the reason I'm buying this yayin is because I'm planning on taking it to this place in order to sell at a profit. Then you could be choyde. Rabbeinu Yonah says no. Rabbeinu Yonah says it doesn't apply in metal. The person's happy. You can't start just being choyde from a purchase because you say that you wanted to make a profit. That's part of business. You bought choyra with intention to sell at a profit, and then the price went up in that place. You can't start being choyde. Rabbeinu Chananel held you can.
What stage are we questioning whether you can choyde or not? All the money goes up. Where are we
going? So we're talking about where there's been a kinyan. You're right, I did make that clear enough. We're talking about where there's been a kinyan. Absolutely. If there's been no kinyan, then there's a whole different question. It's a question of, I don't know, of being of nemonos, right? Or Misha Pora, maybe, if you just give the money. But let's say, we're talking about where there's been a proper halachic kinyan already. There's been a halachic kinyan. It's in the case of the karaka. He's been machzik. The keif was machzik already on the house. He did everything he needs to do. He can still be, the most good can still be chosen. It would have been, whatever. You did some time, let's say you're talking about did some time, he did, I don't know, Kinyan Shulva, Kinyan Chalikin. Okay, so we'll get to that in a minute. So the mic is going to be, because it's a machloikas, you see, like I said, it's machloikas bin Chanala bin Yonah. But the Yonah is of the opinion that you cannot retract in this ultimate. Bin Chanala is of the opinion that you can. So often the Echroinim say, well, depends if you've paid, if you've not paid. If you've paid already, so then, who's the mukhshuk? Then the seller is the mukhshuk. And if you haven't paid, so then the lakech is the mukhshuk. You maybe he's done a kinyan, but he says he wants to retract. And if he hasn't paid, so then you can't be mosu the moment. But in terms of Rabbeinu Chananel himself, the mosu, Rabbeinu Chananel himself, even if you've paid, you've done kinyan, you've done everything, you've done absolutely everything. It's a stipulation. It's like a tonight. It's like any tonight that you make in a transaction. If you want to use that stipulation to get out of the tools to get out of the deal, then you can. So just to bring this home now. So Rabbeinu Chananel holds that purchase of metaltalin for a purchaser is the equivalent of a sale of karka. Meaning, just like I, as an owner of land, I would only sell my land borrow, clear. I would only sell my land if I plan on going somewhere else and have absolutely no need for it over here whatsoever. So to a purchase of metalsalin, Hosven Chanano, it's absolutely clear that I will only buy metalsalin if I have a reason. I'm not a stammer buying metalsalin. To sell my metalsalin, I might sell my metalsalin. You know what, I'm going to sell my washing machine. Is it because you're planning on going to another country? You just fancy getting a new washing machine. Fine. But if you're buying schoira, it's absolutely clear that a person who buys schoira, he does it for one reason only, and that is in order to be able to sell and to make a profit. And if Rabbi Chanan is of the opinion, okay, if you just bought a washing machine, then I don't know. But if you bought something of which is clear from the situation, the circumstances, that you're buying for in order to make money, to buy and to sell on, then according to Ben Chanan, it can be chayzer. Now, just to make clear, there's a Tosfos ask, he says, hang on a second. What's going on over here? If you buy a poro, and then the poro dies, gets killed, a freak accident. Can you say, I only bought it because I wanted to sell it, and now that it's died, I can't sell it, so therefore I want to retract? That sounds ridiculous. Obviously, you can't do such a thing. I bought yayin, and the yayin went bad, went home to vinegar. What's that going to do with the moisha? So the Chasam Sofer is a very, very important truth from the Chasam Sofer on these in Yonim. And the Chasam Sofer says this rule, that you're able to retract from, let's talk about purchase of metalsalin, only applies when something changes mitzad the lokeach or mitzad the moichen, obviously, if it's karka as well. If something changes within the object, something occurs to the object that you purchase, you can't have any time. That's the muzzle of the purchaser. If the purchaser purchases an animal and something happens to it, it dies, or the yayin goes bad, you can't have start having tainus of the moisha. That's a normal risk that you take on when you buy something. It's a normal risk you take on. Maybe something will happen to the purchaser. But anything which is in terms of nothing changed in the object. I had an assessment. I thought I could buy £100,000 worth of masks and I could ship them to America and sell them, make a massive profit. And by the time the masks got there, they wouldn't let them anymore because the market's inflated. They don't want any more masks from China. They don't want Chinese masks. Right? So nothing's changed. These masks are still, hopefully, as good as they were then. Nothing's changed. The masks are as good as they were when they're manufactured and when they get to America. So what's changed? The only thing that's changed is my ability to sell them. I made an assessment. I was hoping to be able to sell them, and I can't sell them. So therefore, I want to be able to be chayav. That the Chasam Sofer said. That's where, according to Ben Chanan, at least, there is this clear understanding that I purchased only with that intention, and according to Ben Chanan, it can be chayav. Now, according to Ben Yoni, it can't be. This doesn't apply to metalsalin. Only applies to the sale of karkoy. So. To come back now to, so that's the sort of the Chasam Sofer that you can, that a person, if you go with this, and I think the halacha l'maaseh seems to be at least, like I said, in a case where a person hasn't paid already, he will allow a person to retract. Then that's the way to go, the halacha. You come to Beis Din and you tever somebody and you say, excuse me, he had a sale, he did a kinyan, he hasn't paid me yet. I can just retract from the sale. He didn't make a stipulation. He wanted to buy masks. He didn't tell me why he wants masks. Only because he wants to be able to do X, Y, Z. No. According to Ben Chanan, you can be chayzer. You're entitled to be chayzer. And if you didn't pay yet, then you don't have to pay. Then they talk about a very interesting case. They talk about a case. Mechonim talk about a case of somebody who buys an object. Let's say, I don't know, an antique or something. And he says, I'm buying it because I know that Ploini is going to want to buy it from me. That's the reason. It doesn't, again, he didn't stipulate, I'm only buying it from you because I think I can sell it on to Ploini at a profit. He said, I'm buying this because I think I can sell it to Ploini. And it comes out Ploini doesn't want it. Again, you can, according to, again, it's a sophic, it's a machlokes, can you retract, can you not retract? And again, if you haven't paid, the law will be that you can retract. Because again, since you said you're only doing it as Kane, the object is the same as it was. Nothing's changing the object. You had an expectation you would be able to sell it to Pliny. Pliny doesn't want it in the end. According to Ben Hanani, you can retract from that. So if we come back to our case of the Pishtom, that was exactly what happened there. And if we just go through the scenario again, the case of the Pishtom was that they bought Pishtom, and they wanted to put it on the ship, and the ship was going to take it off to New York, and they were going to sell it at a profit. So since their whole understanding, the whole reason why they bought this Pishtom was with intention to be able to sell it in another place, and it's no longer possible. The Pishtom is still perfectly good. It's still sitting there in the storage waiting to be moved. But the problem is there's no way to get it there anymore. So that's why the Tashvat Paskins that the koinim are able to be choizer because of Dav Kane. They bought, they didn't make it to Naikofel. No, doesn't matter. Oh, and I forgot to mention. That case is even better. They didn't say, look, we're better. It's that we're buying this Pishtom because we want to say to New York. Everybody knows that's everyone's doing. You don't even, this case is even better. They didn't even have to say, this is the step, this is even clearer, right? This is the case where you don't even have to say anything at the time. You don't have to say at the time of the Kinin, I'm only buying it because I want to take this Pishtom to New York. Everybody knows that in this town, that's the business that goes on. The people are buying Pishtom in order to put on ships in order to take to that place to come. So even if they didn't say anything, the chalal at the time of the Kenyan is still entitled to be
chayzer. Why are they chayzer?
Because there's no way to get the stone anymore to Miyokin. Right, that's why they wanted to be. No, but they had no way to get it, and they had no way to get it anymore to the. I guess there was no way to get it, and there was only ship. I don't know.
You need to give it back, and you can't give it back.
You can give it back because they hadn't paid. I don't know if they paid, but they hadn't paid. But the purchasers went to the Dayan, and they said, we only bought it. Our das, we have the ability to take it to sell it in New York at a profit. The ship has sunk. The Pishtom is sitting here. But we've got no way to take it, so we've got no use for this Pishtom. So we're able to be choizer, the psak was, so they're able to be choizer, even though they didn't say anything, because it's clear that the only reason why they bought it was al-das, that they should be able to take and sell it, and therefore the seller of the Pishtom knew that, and therefore they're able to be choizer.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.